some of our garlic and our onions, and those things are going to need a place that's cool and dry. We don't want any moisture in the air. So if you've got a nice shed that doesn't freeze, or an unheated room off the side of your house, or maybe an empty bedroom that you don't heat up that you close the door on, something that stays cool and dry would be a really good place for those onions and garlic. And your squash, too, would enjoy that kind of storage. And your potatoes, Dawn, are going to like a place that's cold and moist, so basements and actual root cellars and places that's going to keep some sort of humidity in the air and stay cool and cold, more on the cold side of life there.
Yeah.
They're going to store nice and long for you for the winter. And so, those cold and moist storage places are also a great place to put your carrots when those come out of the ground, your beets, your cabbage, your apples, and your pears. When you're storing apples and pears together, it's important to remember that apples sort of give off a gas, an ethylene gas, when they're respirating. I mean, an apple isn't dead when you pick it off of the vine. It's actually a living little creature there. And so it's sort of breathing. It's on its way to deterioration, and it's giving off gas as it expires. And so that gas is going to ripen up your pears and some other vegetables. So if you've got a way to store maybe apples a little separate from your other crops, that's always a really good idea.